Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
Shalom, shalom, saints of the Most High Yah. All praise, all honor, and all glory belongs to Yahweh. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints. This is Elder Donnie. Glory to the King. I am here this evening on the brother segment. Hallelujah. Where we contend for the faith. Hallelujah. I want to bless all of you all, saints, and thank you for joining me this day. Hallelujah. All right, saints, first and foremost, I'm going to give all praise, all honor, and all glory to Most High Yah and His Son Yeshua HaMashiach for everything. Hallelujah, for our whole existence, for everything, for redeeming us, for washing our slate clean. Hallelujah. Writing our names down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. We are blessed. It's a beautiful time, saints, of the Most High Yah for us. Be alive in this thing. I know it seems dark. It may seem dim, and things around us is just going all haywire, if you will. But we have hope. Hallelujah. Hope in our Messiah. So glory to the King. But bless you all. Once again, this is Elder Donnie, and on this edition of the Brother Segment, brought to you by on Blog Talk Radio. And on this edition, where we contend for the faith, I bless each and every last one of y'all. First and foremost, I want to let you know that we don't have the chat up, so you guys won't be able to communicate via chat. I'm actually at a remote location on my job working, but I'm taking a break here. I went off duty just to come and talk to you saints briefly here. Glory to the King. Giving all honor and all glory, and the Most High Yah, as I said earlier, we could do nothing without him. Also giving honor to our beloved shepherd, Pastor Charles Dow, and also Pastor Corey, Pastor Muir. Just thanking them and blessing them for everything that they do for us and all leaders in Israel. We are truly blessed, and Yah is really, he's doing a wonderful thing in this hour with us, Israel. Hallelujah. But we got to be thankful and grateful for everything that he's doing for us, even where we are at this moment, at this time, at this place in our walk, being thankful. For this is Yah's will concerning us. Hallelujah. So as I like to start off, I like to read from Psalms and in regards to the law of Yahweh. It's so important. It's everything to us, Israel. There's no other people that has laws and statutes that's so righteous and so just as ours are. So I like to start off on that note, and I'll continue in that vein. Psalms 119, 111. It says, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform your statutes always, even until the end. I hate vain thoughts, but your law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my Yah. Uphold me according unto your word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from your statutes, for their deceit, falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of your judgments." Hallelujah, glory to the King. Thank Yah for his word, true essence of Yah. Hallelujah. I be so excited when the Father wakes me up. I'm allowed to see another day and do my devotion unto Yah. But also, I get the opportunity to read his word. And I always like to start out in the law and just reading and understanding, because I know I'm going to learn something. I'm going to gain something from it. It teaches me how to live. It teaches me how to navigate through this thing. It's beautiful. You know, we should have a passion and a yearning and a desire to learn more. Like the King said, Help me to uncover wondrous things out of your law. You know, and the more we go and the more we continue in this walk, we'll get more revelation, more understanding, more comprehension of Yah's laws. So it's just a beautiful thing, and it's the way to go for us, Israel. It's our life. And that's what the word says. It says it's our life. Glory to the King. I'm not going to be very long, so I'm going to get straight to it. I thank you all for joining me. Again, all of you all who can hear my voice, whether you are online or by phone, bless you all this evening. And I pray you all encouraged. We had a beautiful message on yesterday by Elder Rufus, very edifying message. And I'm grateful for him and thankful for him and his service, servitude unto Israel. True servant of Yah, hallelujah. One of the things I want to talk about this evening, saints, is, you know, trusting in Yah and allowing Yah to be our strength. I know when things go on in the natural, it's right there, it's present. We can sometimes feel it, see it, and it's there. But it's not a time for us to lose faith, to lose hope, lose strength in Yah, and forget where our strength comes from. A lot of times, things change in our lives, you know, and we got to be ready to be able to make the adjustments and to adapt to different situations. It's not a time for us to complain, to murmur. It's not a time for us to lose hope and to join forces with others, you know, in that regard. But we got to be strong and realize and remember where our hope is. Our hope is in Yah, and the joy of Yahweh is our strength. I'm going to read from Jeremiah 17:5, and it says, "Thus said Yahweh, the man that trusted in man and make it flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from Yahweh. For he shall be like a heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited." Right? So there's no good in that trusting in man and making man your strength. There's only so much a man can do, right? There's only so much. You know, a lot of times when things go on, especially when changes are made, and especially if it, you know, you feel like it's out of control, out of your control, you can't control, you can't dictate, you can't manipulate the situation. That brings about issues. But a lot of times we got to learn how to be content. We really do. We can't become anxious and pulling out our hair and just become, you know, fearful. We're warned about these things. Instead of worrying about what's going on here and now in the present, let's focus more or less on the Father, on things in which we can't see, believing in Him. You know, I remember Shepherd saying this just a little bit ago, a couple of weeks ago. You know, one of the issues we have is that we're looking so much at what's going on around us and the things that are temporal, the things that are on this earth, that we lose track and we lose focus because we're not looking in the right direction. We're walking too much in the flesh and not in the spirit. And so it's easy for the devil, it's easy for the enemy to come and spit things in our ears. It's easy for fear to come upon us and all these other things that bring about no good fruit. And it causes us to become weary. Hallelujah. Our prayer should be when we rise, we should give thanks, of course. We should repent. We should do all those things, confession. But also, realizing where our strength comes from and doing that, we pray to Yah that you guide me this day. You lead me, Father. What would you have me to do this day? You know, not leaning unto our own understanding, right? But in all our ways, we acknowledge Yah, and He's going to direct our path. A lot of times we look for counsel. We look for, you know, somebody to side with us. A lot of times we don't even really listen to what's going on. We don't listen to the counsel. We don't listen to the instructions. We're so worried about what's going on. And you know, it's just we got to step back and take a look back and see what's really going on, see what's happening. Hallelujah. From there, I'm going to go to go to Psalms 121, starting at verse 1. It says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from Yahweh, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Yahweh is thy keeper. Yahweh is thy shade upon the right hand, upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Yahweh shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Yahweh shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. So when we read passages like this, is giving us hope. It's letting us know that Yah is going to be there with us. He don't sleep. He don't slumber. So you ain't got to even worry about that. The thing is, we just lose sight. We lose focus. We're not so fervent in prayer how we should be. And in all things, we should pray, right? But we worry instead of praying. We worry. And Yeshua said, what is worrying going to do? Is it going to add any more time into your life? No. It's going to bring about stress, anxiety, and all these other things, right? That caused you to lose hope. We got to look and see, we read things like this and believe it and not doubt that Yah is going to help us. He's going to be there for us. Hallelujah. Provided we're being obedient too. He's not going to just, you know, deal with a people that's rebellious and stiff-necked and hard-headed and hard-hearted. No, this all is predicated upon we being obedient unto him. And he told us this. Over and over and over, he reminds us of these things, what will happen to us if we're obedient, and then things that are happening to us if we're not, if we're disobedient unto him. But Yahweh is our strength, hallelujah. And I'm going to say that and keep saying it. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, casting all your upon him, for he careth for you. So it's not for you to carry all the burden. It's not for you to carry all the worry and trying to figure out what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. And no, just go in faith and believe and trust in Yah, no matter what the situation is. And like I said earlier, things change. Things don't always stay the same. We can't have, you know, things always our way. Sometimes we just need to submit and yield and see what's going on and allow Yah to do the work that he's going to do instead of getting in the way, instead of being, you know, being used of the enemy to cause division, to cause strife, whatever the case is. Hallelujah. Matthew 11 and 28, it says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. How much more simple can he make it for you to come unto him, to learn of him? Hallelujah. To cast your cares and your burden, all of that. He's letting you know, I'm here. I'm available for you. But we got to want to do it. Hallelujah. We have to want to do it and come unto Yah. I know this may be simple. You may say, a lot of times these are the things that we forget. Especially when we're in the heat of the moment and things are going on around us, our whole life is being flipped upside down. The things that we know to be normal and the things that we depend upon are suddenly put from under us. And now we are forced, we're put in different situations or, you know, things happen, things go on. It's not so simple at that moment, in that time. We forget these things, and that's why we need to be reminded and rehearsed. And our minds be stirred up by way of remembrance. Glory to the King. And there's no temptation except that which is common to man. You know, I talk to different brethren throughout the week, and, you know, it'd be the same things in different areas, in different places, wherever. It doesn't matter. We all are going to be tested, proven, and tried, and tempted, and all of these things are going to happen. So don't think that you are unique in the particular situation, and, you know, it's just so urgent that you have to know, just be patient. The word tells us through patience you possess your soul. It's good sometimes just to step back and just not you know what I mean, not do anything. Just sit back and meditate. Sit back, pray. If you want to do anything, especially if you can't control the situation. Glory to the King. I'm going to move on from there, Saints, and this next point that I want to touch on. And it's really just about giving Yah reverence, giving Yah our all, and realizing and know that He sees everything. I remember just yesterday, Elder Rufus mentioned that, you know, just because you may think a certain person can't see what's going on, or you think you may be hiding something over here, or, you know, this isn't known, or whatever that we have going on, even the secrets of our heart, you know. And I always say this, and I always do, because the reason I mention this, because this is something that I constantly keep at the forefront of my mind, no matter what I'm doing, no matter what it is, because I know that Yah sees it. He knows the intentions of my heart. He knows why I'm doing a particular thing and why I'm not doing a particular thing. So there's no way that I can escape Him. The word says that His eyes, they're what, 10,000 times brighter than the sun. So He knows all these things about us, Saints. And that's why whatever we do, we need to keep that in mind, that we're not doing things unto men to be seen of men, but we're doing things as unto the Most High. No matter what it is you're doing, it could be the smallest task. It could be whatever. Like, I'm at my job now, right? I'm working right now. But I got to carry myself in such a way that I'm representing the kingdom, an ambassador of the kingdom of Yah. Hallelujah. I can't be out here acting a fool. I can't be going along with the heathen with all of the foolishness that they got going on. No, I got to be a light unto them. And that doesn't mean I got to sit preaching to them all the time, because if I'm not led to do that, I'm not going to do that. But still in all, they can still see, they know something is different. You know, when you carry yourself a certain way, they know, you know, I got to approach Him a little bit differently. You know, I can't come at Him with that foolishness like I do with everybody else, you know. And so it's good to in that manner, keep yourself set apart, no matter where you are. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:17 says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Master Jesus, giving thanks to Yah and the Father by Him. Hallelujah. So we don't ever want to forget Yeshua or exclude Him out of anything. We always want to do things when we're giving thanks to the Father by in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And thanking Him and giving praise unto Him. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to Yahweh, as to the Master, and not unto men. So we gotta realize and know, you know, why we do what we do. We can't just be out, you know, out here trying to do things to outdo one another, you know, for whatever vain glory or whatever the case is. Or I want to show my brother that I could work harder than him, or that I'm better than him in this area. Or what's the purpose of that? As the word tells us in Ecclesiastes, it tells us that's all vain. That's all vain. And you're doing that for the wrong reasons. You're not doing it to serve the King, to serve His people, to build up the kingdom of Yah. You're doing it for selfish reasons. Like Elder Rufus talked about on yesterday, again, those groves. You want to have this thing put up where you can see, or this mirror so you can see what you believe you accomplished. This is what I did. That's idolatry. We got a lot of that stuff going on, even in our hearts. But know that why you're doing it. You know, you may hear a certain person being recognized for their hard work, and you may feel a certain way about it. Are you doing that? You got to ask yourself honestly, why? Why do I feel a certain way? Or do I want to have that type, my name called? Is it that you really want to, you know, have that skill set so that you could benefit Israel, benefit the body? Or is it that you want to be recognized? You want your name called? These are things that we got to ask ourselves, because whether we know it or not, in the midst of all of these things that we're doing, you got to remember, Yah still sees it. He still know what's going on. And that's why this verse tells us, do everything that we do unto the Master, unto Yah, right, and not unto men. And continuing on to verse Colossians 3:24 says, knowing that of the master you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For you serve Yahweh. You serve the master Jesus. You serve, you know what I mean? You don't serve man. You can't be a man pleaser. You got to know who your Yah is. And instead of, you know, being so full and, again, walking in the flesh and not in the spirit, right? A lot of these things you can avoid. A lot of these temptations, a lot of these things that the enemy's putting you, a lot of that could be avoided. Because you're so full of, instead of being full of this world and full of what you see in front of you and doing it all for the wrong reasons, you'd be filled with the spirit and doing things, you know, in the spirit. Doing things, and a lot of times you don't even have to be seen. When I think back on Tobit, all of the good deeds that he did, it constantly said, talked about the alms that he did. He did things so that, you know, not even trying to be seen, but he was seen. But he had to be discreet in his doings, or else he was going to be punished for it. He risked his own life in order to be a brother to many in Israel, to show his love for Yah's people. But it wasn't to be done to say, oh, look what I did so that they could be known. No, it was done out of pure, genuine love for Yah and for his people. And all of the alms that was done and all that, you know, and I spoke about this before on another broadcast that I did, but it went into detail and it talked about the angel that was right there recording everything that Tobit had did. He didn't know it at the time, but it was revealed unto him later. And when he was blessed of Yah, it was like he didn't even understand the blessing. He didn't even understand it because he wasn't looking for anything. He just did it because out of the goodness of his heart, and for the right reasons, the right motives. And the angel of Yah was right there recording all of it. So all of his heart's desires, all of those things were fulfilled and beyond because it was genuine, because he was doing it unto the Father and not to be seen to men. And that's how we need to approach whatever we do, no matter what it is, the smallest of tasks in Israel. Looking to Yah first and wanting to please him in everything, and everyone, and it's difficult to even, you know, you'll be noticed, you'll be recognized, you'll be seen to man if your focus and your heart is on Yah. All that other stuff will come, like the word tells us, your gift will make room for you. You don't need to try to make room for yourself. You don't need to try to pave out a way. You don't need to, you know, you don't have to do all of these things. You put too much upon yourself, worrying about the wrong things, putting your energy in the wrong area, and it's just off. It's off balance. But let us keep that in mind, saints of the Most High, when we do things, whatever it is. I think it'll give us a greater appreciation for what we're doing and why we're doing it. Because if you know that a greater one is watching, a greater one sees everything, and we can't get by. We just can't do it. Hallelujah, but don't think it a small thing. Don't think it, you know, just take it for what it is, the words that I'm saying to you, because whether you know it or not, these things are relevant. These things happen. These things go on in Israel. If it weren't so, I don't believe the Father would have even included these things. None of these things would have been written about in the Word. These verses that I'm reading to you, they wouldn't have been included in these letters, and it is there for a reason. Let us remember, too, also, go off on another note here, to, you know, respect one another, especially, you know, leadership. I don't care who it is that's put before you, even if it's for a short time or whatever the case is, have respect unto them, reverence them. You know, we don't consider others. We don't consider, you know, and I watch a lot of times I watch heathen do this. On a job. I don't, you know, see it too much now because I'm kind of isolated. Myself, I drive by myself, but whenever an authority figure give instructions or commands or things like that, it's always, you know, it's always been, you know, people would have their own ideas of how things should be ran, how this should be done or that. Now, considering if you were in that position, how would you want those under you to deal with you? Would you want them to rebel? Do you want them to speak about everything you do in a negative way? And not conform or not comply to your orders or your vision or whatever it is. We got to remember these things. There's a, where is it in the law? Let me find it real quick. Because it talks about, give me just a second here. In Exodus, joining forces with others to give a false report. Let me see. Exodus 23:1, it says, thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. So don't join forces with those that are doing things deceitfully. You may not like something that's going on, right? Like I was talking about earlier, situations have changed. Don't you join forces with others who may be disgruntled, you know, throwing discord among the brethren. Don't be a part of that. All, you know, just because things aren't going your way, don't do it. Be wiser than that, right? Have more respect for yourself and for the Father. Just, you know, don't get into those things. Verse 2, Exodus 23:2 says, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shall you speak in a cause to decline after many to rest. So don't be a partaker in that, right? Glory to the King. Let me get back here. Cause, yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to bring out because, we don't consider others, right? A lot of the times. Yeah. What else we have? I think that's it. Thanks. And I know, like I said, I told you I wouldn't be long. I just had a few things to about real quickly. Things you already know, but just to remind you, right? Hebrews 12:2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, endured the stake, right? Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of Yah. Glory to the King. Hebrews 12:3 says, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. But there's a bigger goal, there's a bigger picture, there's a bigger thing that we need to be striving for, saints, instead of the petty stuff that go on, that the enemy throw, you know, in front of us, roadblocks or whatever the case is, things that we make roadblocks. Let us consider while what we're doing here on this journey. No, ultimately we want to make it to the kingdom, right? And there's a lot of growing. There's a lot of purging that has to take place, especially from our minds, conscious mind, subconscious mind. You know, I always say that in deliverance. I always pray that over whoever it is that I'm ministering over. You know, that it be removed, whatever it is, the thoughts of whatever thing it is from the mind, from the conscious mind, from the subconscious mind, always. And Shepherd did a wonderful job last few Sabbaths in bringing out that point about how we need to clean it, how we need to purge our hard drives with all of the filth that's been stored on them for years and years. But I thank y'all for deliverance. I thank y'all for a deliverance ministry that we have hope. Thank y'all for Yeshua. I often think about the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt and how Yah brought them out with a strong hand. Here we are, saints of the Most High Yah, on this side of glory, and the Father's compelling us to come out. Hallelujah. So we need to do whatever we can and with all our power, all our might, all our strength to come out to divest ourselves of the world. He's going to help you. He's going to lead you and guide you. But you got to make the steps. You got to want to come out. You got to want to be set apart. I see a lot of parallels from what happened with our ancients, our ancestors then, and I see now, hallelujah, when they came up out of Egypt and how we're coming up out of Egypt, you know, putting aside all of the filth and the garbage. And the more and more we walk in this walk of faith, I can see how more and more knowledge and more revelation becoming more clear and evident unto us the goodness of Yah. Hallelujah. So we are blessed, Israel. We have no reason to be ashamed of the glory of Yah and the hope that we have in His Son, Yeshua, because a mighty thing was done for us, our saints. A mighty, mighty thing was done for us. Let us never forget that. Let us go in this week, you know, in the spirit of Yah, in the strength and the power of Him, being ambassadors for the kingdom. As I mentioned early, realizing where our strength comes from. You know, every single day, giving Him thanks, praising Him. Because that's very important. Praise is commonly for the upright. Not losing sight of the goal, not losing sight of the kingdom, but walking circumspectly and not as fools, you know, and even make it a practice and a habit to pray when you pray, to ask Yah to, Father, purge my conscience from all dead works, you know, removing all deceitfulness of unrighteousness, hallelujah. And abstain from all appearances of evil. You know, these are things we need to be actively doing, praying, and being aware and being sober-minded. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage y'all in that regard. And then whatever we do, thanks, again, let us do it all unto the Most High and not unto men. Hallelujah. Not seeking after vain glory, not seeking after our own, the lust of our own flesh. Heady, high-minded. No, these are things that are not pleasing unto Yah. Let us humble ourselves before the mighty hand of Yah, hallelujah, and allow Him to build us up in strength and in due time. Hallelujah. Like I said, thanks for signing off because I'm actually here at work. I got to go back on duty so that I can finish what I need to finish up. But I appreciate the opportunity to come before you in fellowship. As always, on First Days, and I'm thankful that Yah made a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. Hallelujah. So no matter what, we're going to get it in. We are Israel. Hallelujah. We are children of the Most High Yah. Glory to the King Yah. I give not spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. So let us walk in that soundness of mind. Hallelujah. Not fearing and just giving Yah all the glory. And let our lives be a testament to that as a sacrifice unto Yah. Bless you all, Israel. This is Elder Donnie coming to you on Straight With Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio on the Brother segment. We're here on this edition of it, we contend for the faith. So y'all continue to fight the good fight of faith and to hold on eternal life. Bless y'all. Elder Donnie here signing off. Love you all, saints. Continue to pray one for another. Pray for our beloved shepherd, as he mentioned, that to keep him lifted and his family, and that Yah will continue to give him strength. Hallelujah. Pray also for the aged, the elderly aged women in Israel, the hoary-headed men. Always pray for, I do, I'm always able to pray for the sisters that are with child, that, you know, the Father bring forth those righteous seed, and it be speedy home births, and that the enemy don't have a chance to come in and cause any type of fear, confusion, doubt, any of these things. Also pray for the widows, the fatherless, and glory to the King. Praise Yah. We bless His holy name. Love you, Israel. Signing off. Bless y'all. Shalom.